take a short break. Almost towards the end of the Chumash of Parshas Maaseh, which actually concludes basically the Torah, the first section, then starts Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah is the repetition of the Torah. But the actual Torah ends with the portion of Maaseh, the Chelek portion of Amidbar. So, right before the end of the Parsha, the Torah earlier talked about what happens when a man doesn't leave behind any sons. And it turns out that if the daughter is going to inherit, so her husband, who basically is in control of all the belongings, will get the assets that were from one tribe, and it will go to another tribe, because it will go to the husband's tribe versus to the woman's tribe, and it'll turn out that that tribe will end up losing territory to the other tribe. And therefore Hashem told them at that time, for that particular time, that they could marry whoever they want, but they have to marry one of their tribe. So they had to marry for that time, they had to marry for the tribe, so that the Nachala will not go from one tribe to the other tribe, it'll stay within the tribe. So towards the end, the Pasuk says, this is three psukim before the end, it says, Vatiyenu machlo tirtza v'choglo milko v'noyam, v'noy slavchot, those were the daughters of Tzlavchot, and they have been made popular already before, because they are the ones that came with the complaint that they want a portion in the land of Eretz Yisrael. And here is where Hashem told them that they have to marry. So it says they wore b'nei slavchot libnei doidehem lenoshim, to the sons of their uncles, means their cousins. They became wives, they married to the cousins. Mimishpachos b'nei Menashe ben Yosef hoy lenoshim, they wore, it was slavchot ben Menashe, this was the family of ben Yosef lenoshim. By the way, this slavchot takes the whole Gemara and Baba Basra with the whole portions over there, how they divided the land, and with the Yotze Mitzrayim, with the, this is, he plays a major role over there in various different ways over there. But over here, it's interesting that the Torah changes the order of the five daughters. So in our pasuk it says Machlo, Tirzo, Choglo, Milko, Noya. So Machlo comes first, then Tirzo, then Choglo, Malko, Milko, and then Noya. But in the previous, Rashi says, previously they're mentioned in a different order. So Rashi says that that over here, when we're talking about marriage, they married according to their age. So the ones that were older married first, and then came the other one. So that's why, in this case, the Pasuk mentions them in this order. But then Rashi further says, "But ubechol ha-mikra monon lefi chokhmosom." But in the rest of the Pasukim, over there we start actually off with Noya. Here she's the youngest over there. In the other Pesukim, it starts actually with Noya. So, over there, basically, it goes according to their wisdom. Now, the Rashi adds one word over here. Rashi says, but it seems like Rashi's bothered. It would seem like, why over there? So over here, maybe it says in this order, but still, because the order of their birth. So why was it important over there to mention them in the other order? But Rashi says that this also tells us that they were all equal. Shishkule zukizu. So the Rebbe asks, what does it mean they're equal? we say that over there before, that they count them in the order of their wisdom. That means to say that Noah, for example, just using Noah, she was counted the first one because she was the wisest of them. And then Rashi says it tells you that they were all equal. If they were one of the smart, how could they all be equal? It just seems to be in the Rashi itself. So that's the point to figure out exactly How do we know this? That's another thing. How do we know this? Magid, this tells us that they were equal. How do we know this, that Shishkulis, so you have to look at the Sikha, to see how do we actually know this, because it seems like it made, till the last point Rashi made a lot of sense. Over here we're talking about the age, because they're talking about the marriage, and over there they're talking about the wisdom. So they were, in wisdom it was one order, and in age it was another order. That would make a lot of sense. But Rashi says, Umagid, this tells us that they were all equal. That the Shkulisoy. And the question is, how could they, but this particular issue, how could they all be equal if we say they're one of them, they were smarter than the other? And so the Rebbe explains that there's two things in wisdom. One is the intellect, the wisdom, the effort that a person puts in and acquires wisdom. It works very hard. So in that level of Chochmah, actually Noah was had more wisdom than the other ones. So even though she was the younger, basically what it means, she worked very hard, or she reached a higher level. Maybe Hashem granted her a greater intellect, so she was on a higher level. But there is something which comes, especially those of us who are older, like to think so, there's certain wisdom that comes with experience, with life's experience. So that's not book smart, or that's not study smart. That's just experiences in life. You've seen, if you've lived more years, and you've been around the block a few times, so you learned a few tricks and you learned a few things that's going on. So you may not be maybe as intelligent smart, but you still have a certain wisdom that comes with age. Age, Reif Shonim Yedu Chochmah, the Pasuk says. So basically, the Rebbe understands this, the Rebbe explains this, is that when we talk about the level of wisdom that they acquired in the workout, so Noah was talking the smartest, even though she was the youngest, but she was the smartest. But then when you come and you try to compare this to the experience that the other ones had, it actually, the Chaglag, then it actually equaled out. It balances out. Her intelligence at a younger age with the wisdom that the older one had from an older age actually balanced out. So it is also Shkulisoy. So they equaled out as far as the end result. So it's not a contradiction. How it is. But I still have to look up in the Sikha itself to see exactly how the Rebbe figures it out over there. But that's just one part.